Hi, this is Commissioner Kenny Kyler, elected in District 2, and I decided I'd try to do a podcast talking about the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project and PSEG, their contractor, and the event we're going to have on August 22nd. And I always try to start with, I want to hear from you guys on the website, on my emails, is my email address, and also is my cell phone number. And please feel free to contact me at any one. I'm going to give you some other contact information throughout this, particularly for this project, and feel free to use that. Again, the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project and PSEG, the contractor that was awarded it. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners has made significant strides in ensuring the county's voice is heard and represented. The commissioners each attended at least one of their listening sessions that they did at the Westminster Senior Center firsthand to hear from both them and what they had to say and county residents. In a statement released to Fox 45 by the Carroll County Board of Commissioners, we said, "The Carroll County Board of Commissioners opposes the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. The board upholds the principles of protecting owner property rights, local control, and land use and permitting authority. The proposed project does not respect any of those concepts. The Board of County Commissioners was made aware of a proposed large-scale power line project and has been learning about its intricate details concurrently with the public. We knew something was coming. We didn't know any of the details. The Board of Commissioners will leverage all of its influence with our neighboring jurisdictions, as well as state and national leaders, to halt this project in its current form. Our priority is to mitigate any adverse impact this plan could have on the county's citizens, community, and our land. The Board of Commissioners has engaged elected officials in local, state, and federal jurisdictions. We are working to schedule a joint meeting with Governor Moore, the county executives Fitchwater and Johnny O in Bonnemar County and Fitchwater's Frederick County, at the Maryland Association of Counties MACO Summer Conference coming up later this week. We want to discuss with them concerns and alternatives to the current plan. Staff sent a comprehensive report to Jim Gilroy, PSEG State Government Affairs official, from the Department of Planning, documenting physical and legal constraints for PSEG to consider before starting this project. We've met with state and federal delegations in person requesting action to stop the project and develop alternatives to the proposed plan that will have the least amount of impact on all Marylanders, especially Carroll County. Thursday, August 22nd, we're doing a listening session at the Carroll County Ag Center, Shipley Arena. Details of the event. This is a county-sponsored event unassociated with PSEG. The contractor awarded the contract. PSEG representatives will not be in attendance. I guess they could come as part of the public, but they are not part of our plans. Doors open at 5 p.m. and public comment will begin at 6. Just a note, there is no air conditioning at the Ag Center. Depending on the weather, it could be hot in there. Dress appropriately. They have good fan system. Fans will be running. And it's recommended bring water, wear light, loose-fit clothing appropriate for the weather that day. Public comments will cease promptly at 9 p.m. The board, state delegation, and the displays will be on display until 10 p.m. so that you can have one-on-one conversation. This event will not be live-streamed. It will be recorded and can be viewed at your convenience. If you cannot attend or you choose not to attend, residents have the option to email comments to mprpfeedback@carrollcountymd.gov. This email address will stay active throughout this entire process. I'll talk a little bit about it in a second. The Carroll delegation, all five commissioners, and staff will see these emails. If you have individual emails and you want to do that, that's great. If you want to do this group, we will all see them. You can also go to Carroll County Government's website, www.carrollcountymd.gov. On that page, there are scrolling links for information. Click on the one that says Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. That'll give current information on the project, where we stand with it. It includes an interactive map, correspondence, media articles, and other information as we get it. Hopefully, correspondence will include things we've sent out, things we've received. For the August 22nd event, speaking guidelines, comments will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker. Anyone who wishes to speak will be given a number card. Speakers will be called by number to either their choice of two microphones up front to speak. Please keep in mind, this is the public's opportunity to comment. Time is not allowed for commissioners or delegation to answer specific questions or engage in back and forth dialogue. We want to hear from as many of you as possible. That's the purpose. Please be respectful of all speakers and audience members. I will try to enforce the rules and MC the event. Please help me. Make my job easy. Again, I want to reiterate, this is a listening session, not question and answer. PSEG will not be part of the event. They have every right, like any of the public, I guess, to attend, but they are not part of the event. There will be at least a dozen information tables and maps posted throughout the arena. These will be manned by staff or a representative of the organization that the table represents. We want resident staff and elected officials to be well prepared to address PSEG and other government entities and other elected officials. That's the main purpose of this meeting, just to hear your thoughts, your ideas. You walk around and see what we've done, and we all pick a path to move forward. We hope that many residents will stay engaged in this fight to keep these lines out of Carroll County. To me, that's the first choice. This line doesn't serve us. It doesn't need to disrupt us. Please check out our website and use the email that I named earlier, mprpfeedback@carrollcountymd.gov. Thanks a lot. Hope to see a lot of you on Thursday night.